you missed any of the show, grab the podcast. Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Nick Allen with us. He tweets at Nick's Allen's. Got a gig, Nick?
I don't.
Okay.
I'm doing a run. Maybe early Saturday morning.
Oh, really? How far?
Hopefully not far.
Is it called the not far run for cancer or something like that?
Yeah, it's the 5K for obesity.
So you're not hosting,
is it 5K or 3K?
No, it runs from the old market. It's called Market to Market. It goes from the old market in Omaha to the Haymarket in Lincoln.
Now, for people not in this area, that's 50, 60 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard about this run.
I think I'm running like 2 to 3. I'm on a team. My neighbors...
It was Halloween. That's right. They do change,
Halloween
right.
Last year, it was like they were talking about it. I'm like, oh, I want to do that. It'll be good. I'll stop smoking and make some lifestyle changes.
So what section do you have?
I'm doing like 2 to 3 miles.
But the what section of town?
I'm sure, I don't know. Hopefully it's pretty flat.
Yeah. Well, it's Nebraska.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be.
The odds are good.
Yeah, the odds are good. Most of the area is going to be flat. I've heard this. Now, do they run back roads between here and Lincoln? Because that's a dangerous highway.
I hope so.
Yeah. I think they do. I remember reading about this last year.
I believe every physical therapist is obligated to participate in that. Because when I was doing PT, all that, you know, everybody's a runer.
Right.
Everybody's an
athlete.
Don't
do that. It ruins your legs, man. Ruins your knees. You know? Yeah. Ride a bike.
They don't know that.
Like, initially, I was supposed to run 8 miles.
What?
Initially, it was going to be 8 miles, and that was going to take some training and stuff.
Yeah, right.
But
now it's
gone.
Well, you can actually, you don't have to run 2 miles. You can walk part of that, too.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Next time, you should just entertain at the finish line.
How many guys are on your team?
Start line.
Do you have a real runner on your team?
There's like 8 or... Oh, yeah, there's dudes that'll do the actual work.
That'll run 10, 15 miles at least. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think they break it up into legs, and I think another neighbor of mine and I are like splitting one of the things.
So you're doing a mile, then get in the car, and then go another mile.
I'll do like 40 feet. Hey,
take off.
I'm out. Tap my head. Yeah.
So they recruited you, so they're not worried about winning or anything.
Right.
No, I was worried
just
about training.
Money,
and the dude that's like the captain of the team or whatever, I ran into him at a show, and he's like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I'm like, all right, then I won't. So
you should take the section that ends at your house.
That's what I was thinking.
I'll start here. That way, 2 miles later, it's my house.
Yeah. I wanted to see if they could pick me up from my house because it starts early.
Yeah.
Like, that's super early.
Yeah. Those runs usually are.
It's going to be cold. Yeah. I feel like I've made a big mistake.
Yeah, you have. But we'll see how it works.
I get a T-shirt, I guess. Yeah.
When's the last time you ran? Do you run much? You've trained?
July.
Okay. What year?
This year. So that's when I was going to start, like, pouring it out. I'm like, okay, that'll be enough time before October.
Right.
And then we ran, my sons and I, when we were at Notre Dame, we ran, like, I don't know, a quarter of a mile.
Okay. All right.
And then I ended up going on a walk that night and just flip-flops, and my foot hurt real bad. Yeah. I couldn't do anything. I was like, that was it.
Katie writes this. I did it last year. Yeah, backwoods, small towns. It's fun. If you have a good group, I won't do it again.
Yeah. that's a lot of things.
So you're saying this might be your last appearance on the show, huh, Nick?
Oh, yeah, easily.
Okay. Yeah, you could be. He's dead now.
He's dead.
We have some blind people checking in from the Domino story that we did.
Thank you for listening, by the way.
And the consensus seems to be, they're awfully long emails, but that a lot of websites are really not blind compatible because...
Too much money?
It's a small percentage of the audience that they're not really going for.
Well, they say government ones are because they have to comply, right? Yeah.
But more and more places are doing online-only deals or app-only deals, and that's difficult for a blind person to take advantage of.
Well, hell yeah. I mean, you try to call somebody. I mean, sometimes you can't even do both. You're right. They make you go online, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody did told the blind guy just to call Domino's and order it. I saw that email yesterday from one of our dick listeners. That made me laugh.
Yeah, our listeners are pretty compassionate sometimes.
Yes, they are. We are the most compassionate bunch.
And then there's the ones that send emails like that.
Yeah.
It did make me laugh. And I kind of expected it. Tell the blind guy just to call Domino's. We talked about Craig yesterday. There's a blind guy somewhere suing Domino's because the website is not blind compatible, so he can't get a hold of him to order his pizza. And the obvious thing was just call him.
Yeah. I don't know. There was some comedian that had a joke about that where they were making a big deal about being able to order pizza on the app. He's like, I can use my phone to get a pizza now? It's like, it's still like, you're not revolutionizing anything.
Right.
I've always been able to do that.
Yep.
Yeah, you can use that same phone to call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be hard for blind
because
a smartphone.
I like the app. I think because you know when you call, When's the last time you actually called and told people? They'll go, yeah, hang on a second. What do you want? Two large, one pepperoni, one half. See, when the apps, you could type all that crap in, send it. It's there.
Mm-hmm. And the blind Caesar's guy, you don't even have to talk to anybody.
That, you know?
There's a Mediterranean restaurant I go to that doesn't have any of that, so I have to call them and talk
to them.
Do
they speak broken English at all?
No.
Okay.
No,
do you?
They've been here for quite a while. They speak better English than me.
So you understand when they're talking to you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Or is it just to the point where you call them up and go, hey, it's Todd, and they go, all right, we'll get the usual.
No.
15 minutes.
We're not on a first-name basis yet. But yeah, usually I'll call.
You know, you go to places too much, they just hand you what you ordered.
I'm old. Yeah. I like to talk to a human being and make sure
they don't have the app. If you had the app, you'd do it.
Little Caesars, on their app, you don't even have to talk to anybody because some of the stores will have like warmers now.
Right.
Where you just pay out there and you just walk in and you're like, oh, I'm number four. Done.
They got the vending machine, right?
Yeah. I went in there. I think they were mad. I went up to the counter. They're like, what are you doing, man? We don't have to talk to anybody. We don't want to talk to you. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Right. Get the app.
We are celebrating National Moldy Cheese Day.
Where's my moldy cheese?
Oh, yeah. Don't have that here. I must have took out your moldy cheese bit there, Craig.
Is moldy cheese a moldy hat?
Well, cheese isn't a hat.
Except it is.
What Puss said.
Yeah.
I don't know if the moldy cheeses make the best hats.
They tend to be a little crumbly, so probably not. You know, your blues and gorgonzolas and the like.
Yeah. So, enjoy your moldy cheese today.
I like cheese.
Is that how we discovered penicillin?
Yeah, I think it is. Mold was, yeah.
I know it was a mold. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was cheese mold.
Crazy scientist. I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you.
I don't think these kids should have these antibiotics because I never had them as a kid.
Right. Yeah, you did. Yeah, right. Yeah, actually, you did.
And I ended up dying. I ended up dying at 42. These kids should be dying at 42 also.
Yep.
Right, pussies.
Yep.
Because the earlier you die, then you don't have to pay off your student loan.
Right.
Or do you? Does somebody stick you with
no.
your student loan payment?
No.
Your kids
if
get the debt.
No, you get out of it then. Unless somebody else co-sign for you.
The Texas Department of Public Safety is being sued over its policy of maximum waistlines for its troopers. The DPS Officers Association filed suit.
What is the maximum? And it should be height, too, by the way.
What, you can only be so tall?
Well, no, I'm talking about a guy that's, say he's a 6'4 trooper. He might have a bigger waist and still be in decent shape. So what is the maximum?
Yeah, it should be.
Is it like really fat guy?
Proportionate.
Do you have a number there?
As of last year, the agency says its male officers must have no more than a 40-inch waistline.
Can you pull your gut up over the belt and still make 40 inches? That's what guys will do. Yeah.
For female troopers,
lay off me, I'm starving.
It's 26 inches.
I have no idea what that means for the female. 40 inches is a pretty big waist, but I'm thinking a lot of guys are 40 inches.
And are they measuring?
See, I lied.
And are they measuring?
Did lie.
Not true for women.
At the waistline.
35 for women.
26
is 40 for men, 35 for women.
I was going to say 26.
That seemed awful restrictive.
26 is hot.
There you go.
And young.
See, there was the joke.
Yeah, I figured you screwed us up with that one.
Yeah, but I want to know, are they measuring the technical waist or where you wear your pants?
That's
because those are two different things.
They're totally two different things.
When they measure your waist, that's like around the belly button.
Right, and nobody wears your pants
Nobody wears
that.
Your pants there.
No, ever. Oh, back in the old days, you saw guys wearing their pants like that.
I love that the women, for the women, it's still less.
It's still, I know.
Yeah.
And you got to have a B cup.
Yeah. And nice areolas.
Yeah, that's at least, that's a requirement.
Yeah, they're judged. I'm sorry, you've got to get at least a 6.5 on
Texas.
The areola
it
judging.
It is Texas.
How do the Twin Peaks and the Hooters of the world get away without discriminating?
back in the day, I remember because, you know, my wife used to work at those places, and I knew people that managed both those places. It wasn't so much that, from what I know, is it wasn't so much, most people that applied fit the bill. So they had that going for
them. Okay.
But they were just, you know, just not hire people that weren't, you know.
Didn't they
pretty decent?
Did they bill it as like more of a modeling gig than it was?
Can't discriminate,
there,
you know.
There were certain ways they'd work around that.
Most people didn't. They couldn't fire pregnant chicks. I mean, everybody's had a pregnant Hooter waitress wait on them, you know.
But it wasn't like TWA back in 1964.
No, it wasn't.
Laid
it
down
wasn't.
Strict guidelines.
It wasn't. Yeah.
You must be this tall. You must be this skinny.
It wasn't. But I think that those restaurants are still around, by the way, you know.
Yeah. So they must be compliant.
And there's a Twin Peaks in this city. The Hooters is closed, but the Twin Peaks in this city is right near my house. And when I'm there, all those girls are skinny and good-looking, you know.
Wasn't there a dude that sued Hooters?
I don't think a lot of people want to wear those outfits unless you're a big fat girl.
If you wouldn't look good in that, you're probably not applying there.
Yeah.
But, you know, a guy who doesn't care. like a guy like LD would wear a Hooters costume.
Oh, God.
Don't you think?
Or nothing at all. Yeah, that'd be a little too much for him.
Yeah. And no panties and his ass hanging out. LT, under the bus again. On a Wednesday.
Well, he seems to be the guy
that
most
wants to
comfortable.
Show us his ass?
Yeah, in
being
his
naked.
Body. He seems to be comfortable being naked in public.
Yep.
I can't imagine that.
He'd be like that big D lineman whose jersey's always bunched up right above his gut but below the pads.
Yeah.
Just doesn't care.
I mean, if I were 22 or in a flat belly, yeah, maybe I'd be comfortable walking around naked, but not anymore.
You just wouldn't do it anymore.
Oh, no. A little too self-conscious.
It'd be nice to be in a situation. I think LD did it at the right place. I mean, I'm not going to get naked at some farm in Kansas like he did, but I would get naked on a beach somewhere in the Caribbean if in the right mood and the right alcohol intake. And if everybody was doing it.
So drunk and happy, you're taking it off.
That's where he did it. That's where he mainly did it. And by the way, the first time he did it, there weren't any people around. He got driven down there by the place.
They were still there with other friends.
There were friends.
There were people that they knew.
I'd rather be with total strangers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Completely.
I don't want you guys judging my wiener.
Again.
Yeah. They wouldn't want to be with friends.
No, I don't
want to
be with friends.
They'd be like, remember how your balls looked all weird?
You're right. Because you're not going to give your friend any break the rest of his life.
And your friends already have enough stuff to make fun of you. They don't need that.
All weird.
And I find it hard to believe.
I think I would do what LD did, except not with friends.
Do you think there's really no judging? I guess we could ask LD.
I find it hard to believe that, too.
Yeah.
Not outward
judging. There's a reason
you're
naked, so you can see people be naked.
Right. And at the end of the day, you talk about the guy with the weird balls.
Right.
Yeah. Is that an extra one?
Yeah. Y'all aren't good candidates for this.
Oh, absolutely
not.
Absolutely
you are either,
not.
Craig.
I don't judge.
No, but you would.
I
look.
Don't judge odd looking balls. But would you take
the
clothes
that's
off?
Nick. Nick has the weird balls fascination
amongst a bunch of
always
strangers.
Always says balls on this show, and I like it. Weird looking balls.
I don't see you participating in anything like that, or would you?
I don't see it. I also am. I'm not afraid of it, but you know, it's not something that I would seek out.
Speaking of that, I'm on a website. I'm thinking about going to Florida. I'm on this website for the Keys, and I'm looking at just resorts. I have no idea. I haven't been to the Keys yet. And one of the resorts just has this, and they're all really beautiful, obviously. One of the resorts on this website had a pool and a cool tiki bar and a beach. And I'll check that out. And I didn't even really look at the line right on it, which is right on the website. And I saw it after I said, well, that's a cool place. But it was like, you better check those before you book. It was basically gay website, gay men's website, clothing optional right there on it. And I'm thinking, you just booked that and not, because it was just on the, just written on the pictures. You're looking through the pictures. There's not naked guys on it. I'm thinking, that's a cool website. It's great. Honey, let's book a room there. You go down there and there's eight guys at the bar naked.
Your kid's like,
and
Dad?
And your kids are with you.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
The Keys, perfect. Especially Key West, really gay friendly.
Well, of course it is. I got no problem with that, but I'm not going to be on a gay resort with naked dudes all around, but the family.
With the family, at least.
Right. It's like there's that old Onion headline where that dude's like writes a call. He's like, can't wait to take my family to this glory hole I've heard so much about. I'm going to pack up the station wagon. Yeah, there's a difference between gay-friendly and, like, dudes just swinging everywhere.
Well, it was gay friendly, and also said clothing optional. It says it right there on the site. So obviously you go there and you're just naked the whole time. But the LD situation, he was in down in the Caribbean somewhere. But once again, Push is right. It was him and his wife and another couple that they knew.
And nobody else.
If I'm down there
by myself, not getting naked with somebody you know.
No, I'm not.
No.
No.
Just not.
I'm not. The weird ball thing. I don't think mine are weird at all, but Nick might think different.
You don't know.
Yeah. Well, it definitely gives you something to talk about on your way home. Your friend's genitalia. Did you see that?
You should get that thing lanced. <That's so funny>. Yeah.
Should we recommend a dermatologist?
Yeah, I don't. You know, a naked LDs, yeah, he doesn't care.
No, and no.
He don't care.
I admire his courage.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just naked at a, you know, playing ping pong in Kansas somewhere I'm not going to do. You know.
That could hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Because that table is ball high.
Well that, and you are kind of hopping around a little bit.
Right.
You could, you know, there could be some jiggling. And,
or an overzealous serve.
Yeah, right in the nutty. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Ping pong ball in the nut.
Yeah. Or the corner of the table.
The corner of the table completely.
Yeah, the nut.
And you're not diving for anything.
There's a reason it's not naked ping pong club.
Right.
Yeah, there's a height.
Well, I've met his guys. That's
everybody's
the
too reserved.
Yeah, it's naked ping pong club.
I've seen his ping pong club. That's the reason it's not naked ping pong club. Good dudes don't want to see him naked. We played disc golf with them.
Yeah.
They were all clothed at the time.
There'd be a lot of floppage going
most
on
of the time.
One of the guys pretty tall, though, so I think his nuts would be safe from the table. But I bet the strategy would be to aim for his nuts.
Yeah. That's
would
one
change
way
the
to
game
get
completely.
Points.
Yeah. Get the serve low, aim for his nuts.
Well, and he goes for that drop shot, and then everything's just sitting on the table right there, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah.
That's not sanitary.
Oh, yeah, you could try to spin it, and you get your nut caught, you know, between the paddle and the table.
That could smart.
Oh. Ouch.
For sure.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, that's an injury timeout there.
Hang on here.
Before I touch anything, is this a nut-free counter?
Well, I don't know. My dad's might have been on there this morning.
One of my favorite clips.
That is a good one.
How the hell we get the naked ping pong? What was your original story?
Well, we were playing disc golf.
We were, it was the Texas Rangers having a waistline. Right to Hooters, right to naked ping pong.
Jeez.
The obvious transition.
Naturally.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Here's a lady who attends swinger parties.
Yeah, that's sex.
Yeah. So many balls flopping.
Yeah.
And then
stuck to the table.
Lots of smiley emoticons after that.
Oh, well, that's nice. At least she
enjoys
it.
Yeah, I'd rather do that. I mean, I'm not going to swing, but I would rather be at one of those.
So she is amused by the flopping balls.
Fairly so.
Because for me, naked means is a sexual thing. Mm-hmm. LD apparently not, but you know.
And not
he
everyone.
Says it's not, you know.
Not everyone considers it a sexual thing.
I know
it's
that.
More of a
I know.
Nature or natural
I'm
thing.
I'm with you on that.
But I also think that the
when
people
I'm naked,
who are
I want to have sex, Greg. You
inclined
know
to do that do may also be inclined to do more inclined to do the swinger stuff.
I'm guessing that.
Yeah.
Naked LD doesn't agree, but I think he keeps that to himself.
Yeah. The guy that does it or doesn't do it is the one that we have to listen to, defer to. Arizona man wanted to get his apartment neighbors to shut the hell up, so he banged on their door, yelled at them, tried to make some contact about 11:20 in the p.m. Didn't help. The man then headed back to his apartment, still upset. He allegedly retrieved a weapon and fired several shots into the ceiling and somehow shot himself in the face.
All right.
Damn.
Did it bang off a metal?
Transported
in
to a hospital.
In the face!
Critical condition, according to the Arizona Republic. No one else injured in the incident.
The shoot-up room. They should have one of those like PD talked about.
They should.
Give you a handgun, go ahead and shoot stuff.
Firing in every direction.
But sign this paper first, right? Nick Allen with us.
You're listening.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Into the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.